We don't have a cool theme song yet, so, Spookcast, Spookcast, Spider Time, excellent.
Yay, we decided to start fresh with the new year with this Spookcast, and we're gonna have a schedule. You know, we're gonna keep this, you know, a weekly thing, so, it stays interesting.
Yeah, we kind of dropped the ball last time, but also we didn't realize a lot of things. But so, yeah, my name is Lena. I think my username on Instagram is mfspood. And I guess, a jumping spider breeder on accident. However, the babies are definitely real. So, yeah, I don't know. I got a gravid spider. And that is my life now. But I did fall in love with spiders, I think, like, from a similar way as Lauren, like, accidentally just coming across them on the internet and being like, oh my God, my heart. Yeah, like, I think I need this in my life. Yep, and quickly learned that if you get one spider, they are not, like, as exciting. You know, because there's, and this is not to say anything bad, but, you know, there's pre-molt, there's all sorts of things. So I was like, oh God, I need more. And yeah, so that's how it happened to me.
Yeah,
so I always feel kind of bad because I get messages on Instagram where people are kind of worried that their spiders don't like them or something because they don't want to come out all the time, or they're just, you know, they're spiders, I guess. Well, or, you know, they're in their hammocks all the time. And I think social media kind of gives us the wrong idea sometimes, because I feel like a lot of the main spider accounts, they have, like, a lot of spiders too, right? What do you think?
Yeah, because, like, I mean, even Urbosa, she molted, and she's still been in her hammock, like, 2 months later.
Oh.
You don't have to have more than one, but
yeah,
it's recommended, because...
I think you probably should.
Yeah, because you like them a lot, like, we do.
Yeah.
When one turns into 20.
Yeah, wasn't Urbosa, like, old, or, you know, she's... Was that her adult molt, like, her final molt?
Yeah,
she's
been literally hiding ever since.
Have you seen her?
Yeah, she'll come out, and if she sees me, she'll run back in her hammock and, like, shut the door on me.
That is the funniest thing.
It's so funny. She's, like, scared of me. I don't know why. We used to hang out before.
Yeah.
Her neighbor is Cuddles, and Cuddles loves Urbosa. Like, they come out and they see each other, and it's the cutest thing ever. That's why it's fun to have more than one, too. It's
because,
like, if you have good neighbor mates, like, Cuddles is in the middle of Peach and Urbosa, and even Peach loves Cuddles, and Cuddle makes the rounds every morning and, like, you know, sees her buddies. It's cute.
Oh my God, I know. It's funny, too, when you can find the bully. Do you have any of those? It's always the girl. Have you noticed that?
Always the girl and the littlest one.
Oh, for me, it's a girl and a boy. Like, the boy's like, hey, baby. And she's like, I'm going to eat you, man. But do you remember that video I posted of Sizzly, like, creeping up on, I don't even know who at this point, but, oh, it was Weavis. She was, like, looking at him upside down. He was just going about his day like nothing happened, but she was, like, right about to eat him. I don't know. Anyway.
Funny when they do that. Yeah.
Oh, man. You said something that also really reminds me, because sometimes their personalities really do change, like, before and after molts. Like, your little best friend, you know, will hide from you for, like, a couple of weeks.
And
it feels hard to explain that to people, I guess, especially people just starting out.
It is weird. Like, every molt, like, from whatever age, it does seem like they change a little bit. Like, at first, they can be, like, a little scared. It's almost like they're not new, but, I mean, in a way, they are.
Mm.
Yeah, it's odd. I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking about that too, because I saw a post that was saying like you can tell you had a good breeder if your spiders like want you to handle them, or will let you handle them and seem okay with it and aren't skittish. And I don't really think that's fair, man, 'cause like
No. It's kind of
no.
on the spider.
Yeah, and depends on the moon. I don't know, because I have so many. Oh, sorry.
Oh no, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, like, I have so many from really great breeders, like Danny's arachnids, everything else, and they go through phases where it's like they're my little best friend, or other phases where if I even like look at them, they're like, it doesn't say anything about Danny, though. I don't know. Have you noticed that, or have you seen that post? Because that kind of killed me.
No, I honestly no offense to anyone that does claim that. I don't believe that at all.
Yeah.
I have captive breds and wild, and each one is completely different. I have captive breds that do not want anything to do with me. And then I have wild caught like Kirby, who was like my best friend, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And even Cuddles, she's wild caught and she wants to hang out all the time.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just think like they each have their own personality, whether they're wild caught or captive bred. I don't think it matters.
Have you noticed a difference, like overall, between like wild caught and captive bred? I know a lot of people are very staunchly against wild caught, or but
I've noticed no difference, honestly.
yeah.
They're both equally just as great, wild caught or captive bred. I love them both. Yeah, I
Yeah.
see zero difference at all.
Oh man, I told you what happened to me, right? So when I first got into the hobby, I wanted to be sure, and it was only because I thought captive bred would be nicer. Honestly, so I wanted to be sure I got a captive bred spider, and both of them are wild cut, and I didn't know until way, 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 way later.
That's
So,
another
yeah.
thing. Like, people are so dishonest with that. Like,
Oh.
there's no shame in wild caught
Yeah, if
spiders.
it's ethical, well, I guess, what's the
Ethical,
word?
yeah.
Is it ever ethical? I don't know. Who knows?
Ethically
It's
sourced.
hard to say. It's murky.
You know, the spiders are cared for. For
Yeah.
me, that's, the biggest thing.
I know we were joking about this the other day, but I think it's funny even still. Anybody who breeds jumping spiders, or has a lot of slings, sometimes, despite your best efforts, butterfly nets, anything else, they will get out, like a couple.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember you telling me like about those, and I don't know, sometimes I go sit next to the slings, or I move a cup in one like free range spoon just comes out from the bottom. It's like, hi.
They're
So
so cute. Yeah, the other day I saw a couple wild ones in our kitchen. Well, not in the kitchen, so in front of the kitchen, we have a ton of plants. It's like a little mini greenhouse.
there's so
And
many in there, I bet.
oh my God, there's so many little spiders in there. I saw a little boy regal, which was fun to see. And then I saw a boy bold, tiny little one. I fed him a little worm and he ran out. It
Oh.
was the cutest thing ever.
Oh, how can you tell the difference? That's pretty good, because male
The,
regals and male bulls
they
look
do look
pretty.
alike. But they have like the white lines on their arms, and that's how I've been
Oh.
able to tell the difference.
Wait, let me go look at somebody right now.
Yeah. Do you have a bold that you can look at?
I only have one, and he's a little baby child. Is
There
it
you
like
go.
a
And they're little
Is it like,
worms.
oh, wow, well, you're awesome.
Whites on their arms, the bold male versus regal males are different. So
That's
that's
so
super cool.
cool. Okay, thank you, because I honestly Didn't know. But no, that's also really funny because you're in Nevada and, you know, what's the word? Just a random regal in your house.
Yeah.
That's
Well, I
not.
know who it's probably from. I have one spider that's laid like four clutches,
Oh.
maybe five. So
Oh
they
my
have a lot of
God.
babies.
Oof, oof, oof. Yeah. Well, that was my question for you, and a question for anyone listening to this. If you had a sling escape and then you catch it in your house later, is it wild caught? I don't
Serious
know.
question.
Actually, I have a funny thing too. I'm not entirely sure how to handle this when it comes to like selling or adopting babies. Oh wait, this isn't Facebook. We can say things. But I had a couple slings kind of go off on their own, but then come back at random times. So I know which moms it could be. So I don't know. It's kind of like, did you ever mix your soda? Like a, I hate the word, but like a sewer slide of soda spiders. But yeah, and should that just be its own category of like surprise spider? For adoption, you know, because I don't know who the mom is, but I do know it's somebody that I have here.
It's a mystery
Yeah,
spider.
mystery mom.
Yeah,
Ooh,
I like that. Oh, yeah.
yeah, special edition.
Yeah.
Oh, but wait, did you get to tell us about you? Sorry,
No,
we
I don't
went on
think
a
so.
journey. Sorry.
This is Lauren, if you didn't know. Spider Stuff Co. is my name on social. And yeah, I make spider houses and little accessories for their homes. Yeah, that's it.
Dude, can I ask? Because I realize I say, you know, spider stuff all the time. Like, you know, get a package. Boyfriend is like, what's that? It's like, oh, spider stuff. How did you name it that? Because that is beautiful and all-encompassing.
So it at first my name was Jumping Spider Homes,
Oh,
and
yeah.
my neighbor, her mom was over, and I was really torn between Spider Stuff and that name, and I came on Spider Stuff because people would be like, "What are you working on?" I'd be like, "Oh, just Spider Stuff."
See? See?
I didn't want to have to get into it, and so I kind of
Yeah.
took Spider Stuff from there. And then I was torn on what name, and so I asked my friend, my neighbor's mom, and she was like, "Oh, I definitely like Spider Stuff more because jumping spider scares me."
Oh my,
So I was like,
what
"Okay."
spiders? Oh.
I was like, "Spider Stuff, it is." So yeah,
Oh, that's
jumping, I guess, scares people. Like when I tell people like
interesting.
what kind of spiders they are, if I say regal spider, they're
Yeah.
like, but if I say regal jumping spider, like if they're scared of
Oh.
spiders, immediately they back up and they're like, "Ugh."
Wow, interesting. I've never been afraid of spiders, so it's like I don't know what they would imagine the jump, like jump into your nose or
Yeah, well, actually, I at the expo last the last expo I went to, one of my friends lived in Hawaii and said a jumping spider jumped in their mouth without them knowing, and they
No.
closed their mouth.
No.
Yep.
Did they eat?
They did.
Oh.
Yep. Didn't know it had jumped in their mouth and had, bit down.
No, 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 no,
So
no,
they
no,
do
no.
pop in people's mouths.
Did she say what it tastes? Did she chew?
It was a guy, he said it tastes
Oh.
like a burst of like citrus.
No.
I know.
Well, maybe
Yeah.
that's no, maybe that's just the Hawaiian ones.
Yeah.
I wonder what New Jersey tastes like. Gasoline. I'm sorry, New Jersey. I'm not
Maybe like
from here.
garbage.
Oh! That's interesting, huh? Like a
Sorry, no,
burst.
just to Jersey.
Oh, dude, yes, distant. Okay. But no, I. Okay. Here's
Yeah,
another
so
thing.
sorry if people are scared and I just put another fear into your mind, but that was the
No.
first time I ever heard of
Yeah, I was about to say, I've had many a jumping spider on my face, and they have never. They're smarter than that, man. They're like, yo, what
Very
is, yeah, what is that disgusting hole? Like, I don't want to go in that hole. But also, we move that hole quite a lot, and they don't tend to
like
like.
move.
Yeah, so if you're like worried about, a spider going into your mouth, I guess that doesn't make you feel any better if you're afraid of ears, nose. Maybe you need to move them a little bit more, but I'm just kidding.
If you're paying attention, that will never happen. I mean, this
Yeah.
was like in the wild, you know,
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah, yeah,
bugs
yeah.
and stuff everywhere.
Oh,
Like a, you
God.
know, tropical kind of stuff. But yeah.
Well, that's the other thing. Me and you have both lost spiders, and I remember when Orange Floof went missing, my spider went missing for 3 weeks, you guys. That was,
Hang
yeah, and it was my first spider to go missing for that. And I, God, it's the worst feeling in the world because it makes you feel like Godzilla. Like,
You don't want to step anywhere.
Yeah, and you're like, oh my God, I'm gonna step on it. Like, I can't move things around too much, but it's absolutely true. Like, you have a shirt in your shop that says keep looking up, or that is exactly where she was. So yeah, so but I spent most of my time, like, I looked under the bed, like in the
Oh my God. Like everywhere on the floor, and they're like, no, they just want to go like into little corners.
Well, actually, I have it on my Instagram. I was just looking at my shelves at everybody else one day, and she just peered down. She's like, hey, hi. What? Yeah, and then when Miss Paris Hilton got away, she climbed up to the top of a branch and just sat on it for two
Love it.
days, I guess. And oh my God.
That's so funny. That's like what Kirby would do. I once had put her on the side of the table to eat
No.
because this was when she was getting older and she wouldn't eat.
Oh,
And so I just left the
yeah.
mealworm right in front of her and I forgot about her for like at least 5 hours. She had the same spot and everything.
No
Hadn't
way.
even moved an inch.
Holy crap, no way.
Yeah, I felt bad. I was like, are you scared or
Did
something? But yeah,
something.
she's just chill, I think.
Was she still eating?
At that time, no. She didn't
Just
know it. She didn't even eat at all. She just was like standing there,
what?
not doing anything.
She's just meditating,
Yeah.
thinking about, was she, you said that she was wildcat, right? Like,
Yeah, she was.
whether you meant to or not. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she's dreaming about a swamp.
I know, right? Yeah,
I
she was the best, though. Poor
know.
Kirby.
I actually cried when she died, too. Like,
So sad.
and that is
And
one
it's weird,
thing.
too,
Oh,
because I
yeah.
still have not, like, had that same, I guess sounds silly, like, connection with
Oh, no.
my spider since her. Like
Yeah.
I know it's like a super special connection, but like we bonded in such a way, but my other spiders, we haven't had that same bond. So I'm hoping that, you know, comes back with another spider. But
Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah, I
really, like
don't.
Peach is my oldest one, and we have a great, you know, wonderful bond, but it just isn't the same, you know.
Yeah, it feels like they're all completely different, and
Yeah.
Kirby was so sweet though.
She
And
was so sweet. Like,
I
a lot of people at expos met her, like, and everyone was like, where do I get a spider like this? And I'm like, I don't know. I still can't find another one.
Yeah, that's, oh my God, that's kind of how I feel about, like, my little phoenix. I'm not entirely sure what she is, actually. I guess there's, at this point, just like a Florida hybrid.
Oh, like
And
the Odie and Regal hair?
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she is massive, but she has green shells. What else? Massive green shells, and she's got the little, like, they're not eyelashes, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But she, oh my gosh, she's like the sweetest little love bug, or she was until she got Fragante. And now that she's, I know, and now that she's gravid, I mean, she still is, but like, but also, you don't want to like bug rabbit spiders too much, you know? Like,
Yeah, they get a little moody sometimes, I've noticed.
yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy that, like, speaking of gravid, how they
Oh,
can
gosh.
lay like so many multiple clutches
Ooh,
over
tell
like
me about it.
so long a period of time. Like, I have two now, one Bold and one Regal. The boldest Skye, she's on her, like, I think fourth or fifth clutch. And
What?
she's literally been laying
What?
like egg after eggs after eggs
Oh
since
my
I
God.
got her like
Oh
6 months ago.
my God. Wow. Where?
My sister found her in her garage.
Oh. She's got some spider action happening in her garage, huh?
Yeah,
Nice.
and she's the biggest bold spider I've ever seen.
Oh. Pictures, please. I wish we could see her.
I
Oh, well.
know.
I have to post pictures on like Instagram after this because I want to
Yeah, we'll
see.
do a Spoodcast Instagram pic reel to
Yeah.
reference, so catch it on there, people.
That's actually one thing, like, and please forgive me or forgive my ignorance, but like, I bold girls, I don't know, or Audax girls, because they can be different colors, right? Or look
They're
like.
always black.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
interesting.
They kind of like, they look like boys, but with the girl face shape. Does that
Okay.
make sense?
Yeah, so without the wiener hands.
Yeah. And a
Oh,
high forehead, and more of those smooth rounder forehead.
man.
I'll
Can
post
I
some
just,
pictures of her.
yeah, I'll just say, like, finding a different podcast app, it was like, hey, what are you? And it was like, And I was looking for pets or animals, and it was like kids and family pets. And it was like, oh God, because, you know, fuck. Wait, oops. But the other one was science. We
Okay.
probably shouldn't call petty pelts face or finger balls. I don't know.
On the science
Oh,
scale.
I got that. I think I got that from Jumping Spiders USA, actually.
Oh,
But I will
shoot.
not. Yeah.
What is that?
Oh man, that was that girl that had that interesting video about, like, if you were afraid of jumping spiders, make a plastic tote and cut. I'm gonna
Yeah.
say this. I'm gonna say this. I don't mind. She was telling people on YouTube, make a plastic tote, cut two holes in it, and attach dishwashing gloves into it. And then put the spider in it and then put the lid on it
And to touch it, yeah.
to touch it. You would not know.
They're not that scary, people, I promise.
You would not know that you touched it. You would just squish it on the
Yeah.
edge of the. Yeah, I watched that video and it was like,
I couldn't
no,
see
baby,
them
what is
liking
you
that
doing?
plastic texture either.
Yeah, and also darkness, like. Putting the lid on
Yeah.
it.
I feel like if you're at that stage, maybe it would be best to like go to somewhere where they have one and you're
Yeah,
used to holding one before
definitely.
just to sense
Definitely.
your energy too. And if you're that nervous, they're gonna
Oh.
know. And they're gonna be
What?
nervous around you too.
That's kind of scary to tell people too, though, because, like, oh, fuck, they're
It's
gonna
so true
know.
though. But it's a good
Really?
way to like monitor your energy and keep like a calm composure. Yeah, like
Oh.
so many little kids who are terrified of spiders like come to the
Yeah.
expo and get to hold them, and they're like, at first they're so scared. I'm like, it's okay, like I'm right here, like, you know, be calm and the spider will be calm. And you know, once they get over that initial fear and the spider puts up first little leg on them, like You can just see all the fear melt away.
The
You're like,
melt, yep.
okay, not bad. Like,
Yeah.
really fun, actually. It kind of feels.
God, I wish I was afraid of spiders almost just so I could not be anymore. I don't know. I'm afraid of paying my student loans. Can we have cute student loans? I'm just kidding. No, but that brings up a good point, though. You know, I get a lot of messages. Like, I think most of these are from the bots on Instagram, but it was like, if I'm afraid of jumping spiders, should I get some? And I always say no. Or like, they say if I'm like deathly afraid. And the reason, I guess, is like, I don't know, the first time I ever held them when I got them was misting. Like, even though I misted the side and not them, my spider was just like, hey, hi, I'm gonna come out. I'm gonna jump on your hand. And like, he did. And if I would have, my God, you know, if someone is that scared, they would throw their hand back, they would swing it. Oh, I hate, okay, I'm sorry, but like,
It's
you
like you gotta warm up to it. You know, if you're so scared, let's say you're really scared and you have a pet spider,
know.
like my advice would be like get to know each other like first, like you know, like put it right next
Definitely.
to like your bed where you hang out,
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
then see it every day, and then you know, start to open the lid, and if you know you get the courage to like maybe touch it, good for you, and then you just build from there.
Yeah, or just, you know, stick a finger in there.
Stick a finger
Not
in there, get
even
a little high five.
well, not even like next to it, but like if you can put a finger in there and they don't like then that's a good sign, I would say.
Yeah, because sometimes they're
But
startled by that. Like,
oh yeah. Yeah.
Miss Cuddle, she's a
Oh.
famous for that.
Yeah, I, God, it's hard. See, this is another reason, and I'm really sorry you should get more spiders. Not you, but everyone. Because, like, it's easy to be like, oh my God, like, everybody thinks I'm scary. This really sucks. And just get more spiders. The other ones
Yeah.
don't think you're scary.
Yeah, because they're just dumb. Like, you know,
Just kidding.
they're so scared of you. It's like, what did I do wrong? But then you have the ones that love you, and you're like, I did nothing wrong. It's just them.
God, I know. But oh my God, dude, you have to tell us, like, how is it at an expo? Like, how busy are you the whole time? Because you've been doing some pretty big ones, right?
Yeah, with Big Fur over here on the West Coast, they've been so fun. They're exhausting. It's busy the entire time. I have my friend Katie help me, and it's insane, but in like a good way. It's so much fun. My favorite part is like meeting new people, though. I
Oh,
meet
totally.
the funnest people, like, oh my gosh, and like friends for life too. It's fun too, because now I see these people, you know, a couple times a year, and it's like a little reunion. So
No,
we
did
have,
they?
yeah,
Oh,
we've had like
sorry.
the same people from the very start from Sacramento come to every expo or every other one that we've gone to, and it's that is like the most rewarding part to just make those connections.
Dude, yeah. Do they ever bring, like, if they got or adopted a spider from you, did they ever bring them back?
No
They
one
can.
brought one like in to show me, but they do send me pictures all the time, which is really fun to
Oh.
see.
Yeah. I would
Yeah.
want to see you,
I know. I'm
actually.
like always like, keep me posted on how your babies are doing. I say that to everyone because I'm like genuinely like I do care. Like I love like it's such a fun thing that it's brought into my life, and so I love seeing that, you know, with other
My
people.
God. Yeah. Man, that's so sweet. How many spider people or like I guess booths sellers tend to be there, do you think, compared to
I would say there's like the normal spider people, the exotic me, the spider room, and then spider stuff. And then I feel like there's a few other tarantula based people. But yeah, there aren't too many. I know on the East Coast there's a lot.
Interesting.
Yeah, the West Coast, there isn't, like, at least the ones that I've been going to, I'm very limited to like Reno, Sacramento, kind of San Francisco, San Jose area. So yeah, I'm like limited to my area, but it's nice to see, not too many, competition in
Oh,
this area.
it seems pretty big to me, though, honestly. And
Yeah.
you also mentioned, or not mentioned, but I know you also had a food party, which, like, I think we got to talk about this in another episode, but you have one, like, coming up soon, right? In
I
February?
do. Yeah, I have
Nice.
one February 16th. And people are always like, what's a cider party? And
Yeah, really, what is it?
it's just like I rent out this little cafe
Oh my
and
God.
they're closed for the evenings. They're open for breakfast. And I basically just invite everybody.
It's
Yeah, it's so good. Oh my
a
God. Best. It's called Skyline Cafe. Best food ever.
buffet.
So just throw a little spider party at night there, and everyone, is welcome to come, and I have the little houses set up. This time, actually, I'll have where people can like DIY decorate their own and go
Yes.
through. I'll have like different separated pieces because now I'm moving on to a more modular aspect with my homes.
Yeah.
That's a whole other conversation.
I know we need to talk about that because I don't know what you were doing when you came up with that, but like that is so genius. Like,
Thank you. I
because
well, the whole concept from when I started has always been modular because I like moving things around. I don't like having, like, I don't even with my house, everything's always constantly moving. So I felt the
Yeah.
need, doing the magnet stuff, accessories. And so moving on from there, I was like, well, now I've got these new houses made. I want to make it completely modular so you can take the bottom out and change it. All the sides can be changed. So that's the new direction of spider stuff.
Okay. Yeah, for people who don't know what that looks like, basically from my perspective, it was basically like little inserts that you can put into her different enclosures, and you can just kind of lift, from the bottom, and it has all the, I don't know, you can do a better job than me, but that sounds so cool. Like, if you want to clean it out, like,
Especially cleaning, yeah. And
oh my God.
it's unfortunate that their lifespan is so short, but
No.
this
Yeah.
time, you can clean it out very easily. And then, you can buy a new bottom but still use the side accessories. Different things. I wanted it to be more cost effective than just selling an entire home.
Yeah, actually, I'm really glad you said that because I have found myself like I had my dear night kite die recently, and thank you so much for preserving her, but like I have her enclosure just on a shelf the way it was. And some flies hatched in there, and I fed them to other people. But like, I just don't even wanna. It
It's
bums
sad,
me out.
right? And
Yeah, it
like,
bums me out.
yeah, I have all these like enclosures that have been used, and there's webbings all over them, like just sitting
Yeah.
in a box. And like,
Yeah, you gotta
how
leave
is,
those, the old
it's like, what am I
spiders.
supposed to do? And so now
Yeah.
with this, it's like, okay, pop the bottom out, put the thing in the dishwasher, or you hand wash it, do whatever you want, and then pop everything back in, put some fresh moss in if you want, call
Yeah.
it a day, Easy
Dude,
peasy.
it's a bummer that like the webbing sucks for pictures because like
No.
old spoons though, like if you moved them into that, they'd be like because if they can't make web anymore and there's just a ton of web, like that's
Yeah,
amazing. But
then they like it.
well, I'm excited to see. I my God, I'm at this stage where I have all the adults and all of the children. The slings that I have are probably going somewhere else. So I'm excited, like, eventually to get an enclosure from you. But
I'm funding you a whole pack, so.
oh no, man, and I realize So Lauren has an adorable child who usually in the past episodes has told us a really cool spider fact. He's not here, but Lauren, can you tell us a really cool spider fact on his behalf?
Ooh, let me think.
I have one if you don't.
Oh, they have furry little paws. That's fun. It's a cute
That's
fact.
pretty cool.
And
Dude,
also actually
actually,
helps them stick on walls.
yeah. No, dude, and their little paws have little, what's it called? Little claws, like little teeny claws.
Yeah,
You
that's what
know,
you feel
honest.
like when they're on your face, you can really feel those.
It's exfoliating, girl. That's all. It's very expensive exfoliating if you use
Yeah.
FedEx overnight shipping. Dude, what I learned recently is that they have butterfly scales. Yeah,
They
butterfly
have what?
scales. Butterfly scales.
I
So,
saw an up close picture of a butterfly with scales, and they have the same ones.
yeah, that's yes, dude. Like, I. So that's freaking weird. So, like, I guess all of their patterns and stuff like that, like, it's just butterfly scales underneath a bunch of floof. But when I first read that, I thought snake scales, and I am not afraid of snakes either, but I just don't want to pet them quite as much or at
Well,
all.
okay. Speaking
Uh-oh.
of that, I met a, I think
What have you done?
someone correct me if I'm wrong. I think it was called a velvet snake. And it was
You're
like a
velvet.
snake without the scales. And it felt like
No.
velvet. It was the softest thing I've ever touched.
Was
It
it
was really
pink?
cool.
Was it? I'm imagining like a pink eraser or
No, it
something.
wasn't pink. I can't remember what color it was.
What
I think it was like a reddish
shows what I
green.
know about snakes? Wow.
It
I
was really
guess, huh?
cool. So
A
not all
snake without
snakes
scales.
are
Huh.
scaly,
Was
and
he nice?
he's super nice. Yeah, I like
What was
this.
his name?
I know it was a boy, but I forget his name.
Oh man, that can't stand. I was kidding. Say sorry, Lauren. I'm kidding. Oh man. Thank you for your spider fact. I am kind of sad though, because it was God, when we started this podcast, her son was so obsessed with Zelda. So, like, I think his first spider fact was about Lionels.
He actually wants to finish it this weekend, so I think Velvet could
Oh.
be back.
Okay. Good, 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 good.
Yeah, which
Son.
makes me happy.
So, yeah, maybe, hopefully, next episode we'll have a really cool spider fact or, how to fight a Lionel. You know,
Yeah.
you never know.
It might be a
So,
Minecraft fact too, so
ooh,
we'll see.
what is a video game where you put a cardboard box on your head and nobody can see you?
I have no idea.
Really? Somebody out there knows.
Is it Minecraft?
Seriously, I don't know.
No.
It is it. It's the one where I don't know. Yeah, you put a cardboard box on you and nobody can see you.
Someone help us with this.
Biohazard. I don't know. I don't know anyway, but yeah, I guess the next time we will see you guys will be next week, which would be Valentine's Day. So, yeah.
Yes. Stay tuned for that episode. And yay, this was fun. Thank you,
Yeah.
Anna.
Yeah, thank you, baby doll. We'll see
We'll
you.
talk to
Take
you
care.
next week.
Yeah, keep it humid.
Yeah.
Ew, what is ew? Okay, bye.
Bye.